Stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, a fun, informative talk show putting a spotlight on sustainability from around the globe. Mrs. Green doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. This show is sponsored by the Fairfax Companies. The Fairfax Companies are dedicated to improving the environment through creative and innovative business practices. Fairfax is the leader in the business of sustainability. As a leader in the construction waste industry, they demonstrate that it's possible to implement sustainable business practices profitably. Fairfax's mission is to find or create markets for all waste disposal in construction and demolition landfills. They screen and sort all construction and demolition waste that passes through their gates. By sorting these materials, they make sure that as much recyclable material as possible is diverted from the landfill and nothing goes into the landfill that may be harmful to the environment. Visit their website at www.thefairfaxcompanies.com for more information. Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, broadcasting from MrsGreensWorld.com, and I'm glad you joined me today. Welcome. So I have a little bit of a kind of a sad subject to start out with, but as everything in Mrs. Green's World, it ends on a happy note. We all have those aha moments in our life where something or someone or a picture or some type of divine intervention kind of knocked us on the side of the head and you don't ever forget it. Well, when I was somehow turned to Chris Jordan's website. He's got a website and it's chrisjordan.com. Someone said, oh my gosh, Gina, you have to visit Chris Jordan's website. So I did. And I've been back to Chris Jordan's website many times. He will be a guest on Mrs. Green's radio show at some point. He talks about what's going on in the planet through pictures. And I mean photographs. He's an unbelievable environmental photographer. He did not start out that way. But as a photographer, he started going around the world and seeing massive amounts of not just pollution, but waste and storage. And what are we going to do? So he's got a website. One of my favorite of his entire series is called Running the Numbers, because if you listen to Mrs. Green ever, you know, I love numbers. I love numbers. So in 2007, he did a study and it showed that we use, as Americans, 2 million plastic bottles every 5 minutes. So let me repeat that. We use 2 million plastic bottles in the United States every 5 minutes. And people, I have to ask you, are you one of them? Because I can tell you what, Mrs. Green is not. I have had a change of life looking at the pictures, looking at another exhibit that he has called Midway, and looking at little birds out in the middle of nowhere in the Pacific Northwest with bottle caps in their bellies. It was one of those aha life-changing moments. And yes, it made me sad, but really at the end of the day, it spurred me into action and helped me get inspirational to people. We didn't have plastic bottles 50 years ago. Even 25 years ago, people didn't use them. We thought about reuse. We didn't think anything of having a thermos in our lunches. So there are a lot of changes we can make. And I want to talk a little bit about our guest that's coming up on the show after this. And her name is Sarah Kauss. And anybody who follows Mrs. Green has seen me with my Swell water bottle, with pictures on the website. She is unbelievable. So it's a perfect segue. We'll ask her why she decided to go against what I call the war on plastic bottles and start a company that's just taken off beyond measure. She's been in O Magazine and she's a dynamo. So stay tuned. Up next, Mrs. Green's World Radio Network at MrsGreensWorld.com. Thanks so much, and we'll talk back again in just a few minutes.
It's a unique plant and cactus sale. It's a new art exhibit. It's the Monsoon Madness event at Tonochul Park with a Monsoon Madness plant sale that includes a bazaar and even edible cacti. Plus a new art exhibit that features paintings, textiles, photography, and mixed media, all with a monsoon theme. The Monsoon Madness sale and exhibit, Friday, July 29th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday, July 30th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, visit TohonoChulPark.org.
Hi, I'm Terry D. from Habitat for Humanity Tucson's Habistore. Come see us out at our new location at 935 West Grant Road. That's Grant Road and I-10. If you're looking for anything to do with your home, whether it's appliances, cabinets, doors or windows, even paint supplies, come out to 935 West Grant Road. Our donation hotline hotline number, 520-889-7200. If you've been doing your spring cleaning, you need us to come out and pick up some of your stuff, call us up at our hotline, 520-889-7200, and come in and shop and support Habitat for Humanity Tucson.
She's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you, and you want to spend eternity with her. She deserves nothing less than the best, an Abbott Taylor original. A diamond engagement ring as exceptional as she is that will make her eyes sparkle every time she sees it. Because we design and make our own jewelry, we can create something wonderful for every budget. I'm Abbott Taylor. I'd like to invite you to come see what Abbott Taylor Jewelers has waiting for you. With 35 years and thousands of original jewelry designs, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. We're proud to say using recycled gold, we have saved over 100 million pounds of toxic waste from this planet. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Welcome, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. We are excited. This is our third show, and I mean, time flies when you're having fun. So please get ready for another fun, informative, over-the-top show today. And of course, I so mean that. We have two amazing guests. The first segment is Pam Trudeau, Miraval's fitness supervisor, and she is going to be talking about body-mind connection at Miraval. And as you all know, anybody that's listening or listening for the first time, Miraval is one of my favorite places to go on the planet. It's about living life in balance. It's about the mind-body connection. It's just a magical place to go. And they're not just about being green. It's about just being. And I was at a retreat last night for women, and we just talked about who we know whose life is in balance. And there weren't a lot of people raising their hands, to be honest. And that was what our presentation was about. Our presenter talked about that a little bit. And the workshop today was going to be on life in balance, but Mrs. Green had to come and be here live. So it's really been quite a journey on this launching of a radio network and a new website to keep life in balance, and going to some place like Miraval or wherever your Miraval is, even if it's out in a park or sitting on top of a mountaintop. I highly recommend working on that concept of life in balance. I shared a room with two women, and of course we talked about it some more and described what life in balance would be for us, not what life in balance is for us, but that we were all working towards more of a balance our life. And the other come clean thing about being on your own radio talk show is this happened to me last week when I was pre-recording a show. Sometimes there's a glitch in the matrix and the person doesn't call, so we haven't heard from Pamela yet, Pam Trudeau, but I hope we will. Miraval is just so on top of it, things like that. And there's always going to be a glitch. So I think I can fill in because I can talk about anything pretty much. One thing I'd like to plug is please follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And part of why I say that every week is because our mission here and our goal is to create a huge sustainable community globally. And having guests like Darren Beal from FreeCycle and the people at Miraval call in on a regular basis. And it's just, you know, it's all good. So just be sure when you're looking at my website, I really put things from my heart. I put things from my heart on Facebook. Right. I put things from my heart on Twitter, even on Twitter. It's like I don't retweet anything that's not from the heart. So it's MrsGreensWorld.com. And of course, we have those easy ways to connect you to that. So it's not just about building the numbers. It's about spreading the message. So here is what Pam Trudeau was going to talk about. And I just, you know, things happen. She could be lost in translation, or she could be living her life in balance. But her whole purpose in working at Miraval, she's the fitness innovative, the fitness director and fitness supervisor. And at Miraval, this is a thing they do. They have a philosophy of fitness, and they don't call it going to the gym, or they don't call it the fitness center. Their philosophy, it's the body mindfulness center. And as I said, having been there, you know, it's not just about going and working out and losing weight and dropping calories. They even have chocolate chip cookies there. So I think whatever your exercise routine is, it really is about body mindfulness, body, mind, spirit. So you got that going on. And it looks like Pam is calling. So it really kind of cracks me up, because I think I really could fill an hour show. And any of my friends that are out there listening know that would not be a problem. So she's here. And as I said, she is a certified by the American Council on Exercise, a personal trainer through the Aerobics and Fitness Association. And Pam, welcome to Mrs. Green's World. Are you there?
Hey, thank you, Mrs. Green. Thanks for having Miraval. I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm
great.
Here. Hello?
Great. Yes, I can hear you. Great.
Yay.
Yay, it worked. So
good. How are you?
I'm great.
Yay.
I was filling in a little bit about it because we had scheduled you to call in a little bit earlier, but I never have a problem talking a lot about Miraval. So let's make it all about you.
I was just
saying that at Miraval, it really is about life in balance, which my life is not in balance, and I don't know very many people whose lives are in balance, which is why I love to go to Miraval or
Absolutely.
Any spa. So talk about your philosophy in not saying a gym or the fitness center. Miraval has really bring some unique perspectives to a lot of what they want to encourage you to incorporate in your life. So it's all about you now, Pam.
Oh, thank you. It's all about Miraval. Actually, Miraval, since its inception almost 15 years ago, we have always threaded mindfulness throughout everything we do here on the property. So it only made sense that we didn't want to call ourselves a fitness center or a gym. It's the Body Mindfulness Center. So when you come to work out, I mean, we want you to be mindful about what you're doing as you're moving, as you're breathing, as you're exercising. So we do thread the mindfulness through. It is the Body Mindfulness Center. You know, we want you to feel your movement. We want you to experience your breath. We want you to be, you know, part of your movement. Don't just plug into your iPod and, you know, put in your 30 minutes on the bike and move on. People are very, very busy nowadays, and we appreciate that. And we really, the fitness staff here at Miraval, prides themselves on being able to meet with people, meet them where they are right here, right now. And how can we fit movement into your life? Even the people that come to me, the CEOs that work 60, 70 hours a week, or the at-home moms that are working 24/7.
Right.
You've got to be able to find joy in movement and something they enjoy doing. So that's what we pride ourselves on doing.
Well, another
thing. As you know, you were here.
As I know, and I can't wait, because our team is coming there in August. And believe me, they can't wait either. So I will be seeing you in about a month. Pam, what about when you talk about Miraval, one of the things that is, it's almost overwhelming to me, and you've got great staff support. There are so many choices of things to do. So in the fitness arena, how do you stay at the forefront of fitness research? There's constantly changing, you know, things to go on. So how does Miraval make that happen? Because you do.
Well, we do, and it is important because fitness is ever-changing. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. My fitness staff, we're all unique. We all have different passions and specialties. So between us all, it's a team effort. It's a team effort because there is so much. We're inundated daily, monthly, weekly with the changes in the fitness industry and what we...
And you are doing a great job. So this is, you're listening to Mrs. Green's World. I don't know if I told everybody, Mr. Green and I are solo this time. And We're making it happen, so stay with us. There may be a glitch in the matrix. Pam, if we cut you off, I'm sorry. Pam Trudeau from Miraval Fitness, supervisor out there, and I will do plenty of shout outs about Miraval. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World. Up next, Sarah Kouse, Swell Bottle founder, green entrepreneur, and a This is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Did you know that the TDI clean diesel engine in my Jetta from Chapman Tucson gets 30 miles per gallon in the city and 42 on the highway? It has more power, uses less fuel, and I call it the fuel-efficient powerhouse. The 2-liter four-cylinder engine in my Jetta produces 90% less sooty emissions. For the best ownership experience possible, please visit Chapman at 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Bugs like plants. It's just a fact of farming. But the U of A is helping farmers apply the latest research to stop pests without toxic chemicals. Turns out something as basic as working with other growers on where to place crops each year can block bug migrations, saving millions. Healthier food and a healthier bottom line? We call that a win-win. Naturally. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
Hi, Mrs. Green here. Did you know you can reduce your water and fertilizer use in your yards and gardens by using Back2Feed? The Back2Feed system is economical, easy to use, and extremely effective. Back2Feed introduces billions of microbes into your soil using water. You simply add water to the powder, let it sit for 24 hours, and apply with a yard feeder. It is used on farms and golf courses all over the Southwest. Give your soil organisms with Back2Feed. Visit Back2Feed.com.
Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway and Prudence, Northwest I-9-I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313, 290-9313, or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
Hi, Kathy Rankin here with Temco Air in Tucson, and I'm a huge fan of Mrs. Green. In the scheme of going green, I'm still just a little sprout, but thanks to Mrs. Green, I've learned a lot of easy and fun ways to help the environment. Okay, so I'm not willing to install chemical toilets in my house, but reusable shopping bags, I'm in. Reduce, recycle, reuse, I get it. So get your green on the easy and fun way with Mrs. Green. Did I mention fun? Check out her website at mrsgreensworld.com and tell Gina Kathy sent you.
My name is Mary Cochran, and I'm a pediatrician here in Southern Arizona. I'd like to tell you about an amazing leadership program for your daughters. I'm talking about Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts is everything you could wish for your daughters and more. Girls learn important life skills, explore the environment, take action in the community through service projects, and make lasting friendships, all while developing essential leadership skills. I encourage you to visit GirlScoutsSouthernArizona.org to find the perfect fit for your daughter.
Welcome, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. You are listening live. We don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. We love that concept. We had some glitches in the first part of the show, and I will have to say that's my story, and I'm sticking to it because we launched our own darn radio network, and I'm proud of all that we've done, and thank you for your patience. And when there's something going on, we get texts and emails, and it's just pretty wonderful because I got news for you. The big boys have glitches on their radio shows too, so no apologies. Just asking for your patience. Wonderful guest in the first segment, Pam Trudeau from Miraval Fitness. She's the Miraval Fitness Supervisor. And today, here's one of my icons we're going to interview, Sarah Kouse, who is the Swell Bottle founder, a green entrepreneur, a one-woman wonder. And I have so many questions for her that I'm going to be quiet and welcome you, Sarah.
Thank you, Mrs. Green. It's lovely to be on your show today.
It is so exciting for not just for me, but for a lot of us who have been in the Swell Bottle fan club. You had us from hello, seriously. It's like
thanks, Dina.
At least we've taken over Tucson. Now it's the world that we're the Mrs. Green team wants to move to. So let's get down to it. And it's funny how there is a connection to Miraval. It's all good. But can you share with us kind of the background of Sarah Kause a little bit? I think people like to know that. And then your journey to the development and discovery of the spectacular Swell Bottle.
Sure. Thanks for the beautiful setup, and thanks for all your support of the Swell Empire, which you're helping us to build, Mrs. Green. And I love the fact that I'm following a visitor on your show today from Miraval, because it was actually at Miraval on the hiking trail in Tucson where the aha moment came to really start Swell. So I have to say it really is interesting to kind of see how all things
It's definitely
come together.
A goosebumps kind of thing, and it was.
It is.
Okay, so let's go.
It
That's
is.
Great.
Well, I've always been really passionate about not using plastic bottles, but, you know, on a hike in the desert, using a metal water bottle, it takes about 5 minutes for your water to stop being cold.
So exactly.
My thought on that mountaintop that day was, wouldn't it be great if we could make an insulated water bottle, something that would keep your beverages cold? And it would appeal to people not just on the hiking trail, but also people to literally use in the boardroom. So not to convert the converted, you know, the people like myself and you and your listeners, but to try to create something that was fashionable and functional, to try to convert those that might never have thought about not using plastic, only because maybe it's a beautiful product or maybe because it's a product that will keep your icy and cold for 24 hours or longer, or keep your coffee hot for 12 hours or more, they might buy it just because of that. And because of making that one decision, they've then made a very green decision at the same time.
And I love that I watch what you write up. We're very good social media partners. And for those of us that are out there and a little lover of the red wine or the white wine, you can put that in it too. And I know one time you sent a message out and there was champagne in it. Now, do you think that I told all my girlfriends that? I did.
I think you probably did. We got so many requests, probably from your friends and also from others, that we've actually just launched a larger size Swell bottle just this week. It's actually 25 ounces or 750 milliliters, which is conveniently the same size as a bottle of wine. So, you know, for those of you wanting to take up, you know, wine on a picnic or maybe a tailgate party or a dining al fresco, it's really a nice way to kind of keep your wine the exact same temperature if you put it in. And what's interesting is that stainless steel is actually the metal of choice used by the wine industry. So most wines are actually made in stainless steel vats. And then some are put into oak at the last minute. So it's actually a very good, stable metal. So your wine's going to taste the same, and it's going to stay the same temperature as well using the new larger size Swell bottle.
So did everybody get that? I mean, I'm sitting here saying, so she's really telling us that now there's another Swell bottle that'll hold a bottle of wine. I have
it's
to tell you this.
Website.
This is amazing, because I was at, I'm in this group in Tucson. It's a wonderful group, and it's called Women at the Top, and I love being in it. I admit it. And about five people asked me when I was going to send out an email about that bottle you carry around all the time. And I said, you mean the Swell bottle? So I promised them I'd send an email Monday, and they will get a discount if they order. There's a 10% discount. So there'll be some more orders from Tucson. Trust me.
That's great. We've actually had such an overwhelmingly positive response. I'm sure many of your listeners will remember, or some of them might not know, we actually had a naming contest where we came up with all the names, the fun names for each of the colors, the seven colors the Swell bottles come in. And our green bottle is actually named Mrs. Green.
I love that.
Your listeners are so loyal. And to be honest, we had hundreds of votes for the other colors. We have thousands of votes for the Mrs. Green. So I got in touch with you, Gina, and said, tell your listeners, you're already going to win. But, you know, you're crashing our voting server. So when you use your green bottle, you'll really think and support Mrs. Green's world at the same time.
I know. I love that. So let's go back to, I don't want to really miss this moment. You're walking on a trail. You're out of state at Miraval, and you think, wouldn't it be great if we had this stainless steel insulated bottle? Now, I would say that probably 99.99% of people would say 3 years from then, oh, that was such a good idea I had then. You acted on it. You acted on your dream and made it possible. Now there's a Swell water bottle. Talk a little bit about that journey. I know it wasn't easy. It couldn't have been. And what you had to do for product design and testing and all of that.
You know, I think if I had known what I was getting myself into, I might not have done it.
Like launching a radio network.
Probably the same thing, you know. In hindsight, it's probably good you don't really know what you're doing until you're halfway through and you're just marching ahead. But really, from the initial concept through the design and manufacturing, the process took about a year. And it was pretty low-tech in the beginning. I started with just buying and using any and all bottles on the market and just made notes of what I liked and what could be improved upon. And the initial prototypes of the Swell bottle were tested in real-world scenarios. So from me taking it to the gym to having a friend's mother take it to work with tea, I had friends and even strangers in focus group meetings to really take those prototypes and get them more refined with each new iteration. And then, as I mentioned, the fun part was really picking the colors and seeing the product come to life. But, you know, in the beginning, it was hard to get out of the weeds and actually get the product made and designed. And what I hadn't anticipated going into it was not only do you have to have it made, but you also have to do a lot of very rigorous testing. So FDA testing and Proposition 65, which was a special set of crazy rules they have in California, and then also pediatric testing if kids use it. And now that we're using and selling Swell bottles all over the world, Europe and each of the different member states of the EU has different testing certificates you have to receive. So even though we know that the Swell bottle is 100% stainless steel, toxin-free, unbreakable, we have to have all those stamps and seals and all those things. So that actually took a good long time as well.
Now, I don't want to get off on this tangent, but you and I know, you know a lot. It cracks me up that you have to go such rigorous standards. I'm really happy. And yet the sunscreen industry and a lot of the many industries go by supervised. They don't have those same rigorous standards. So it kind of cracks me up. But so you went to product research, product design and development. Another thing that you've done and I would like to ask you about, you are going to attempt and now have successfully done it in so many markets to permeate a market where there are lots of choices. You had to come up with a unique offer so that retailers and consumers would be grabbed by the product. Did that happen in the research development phase? Did you have a vision on the mountain of what the bottle was going to look like, what shape it was going to be, how cool and sleek and, like you said, fun and functional? Because you're climbing a big hill and you're doing it.
Yeah, well, thank you. I have to say it has been an interesting challenge, but, you know, I'm just talking to you after being at the Atlanta gift show. So it's one of the big gift shows where all the retailers come together and buy all their holiday gifts that they're going to put in their catalogs and their stores for market time. And it's been really interesting to me to interact with the buyers that eventually will, you know, pass this on to their customers. The reason they come and pick it up on the shelf is because it's pretty. It's shiny. It's interesting shape. They're not picking it up because it's environmental, and they're not picking it up because they care about, you know, WaterAid, our nonprofit partner, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
Definitely.
They're picking it up because they think it's a great product that's going to sell. And that's been really reassuring to me, because that's the way that I thought this was going to happen, that I was going to get people to buy it and use it because it was great, and then use that as educational opportunity to talk about our water supply, to talk about the difference between the EPA and the FDA and the different standards for bottled water versus tap water, you know, to talk about how bad plastic is and the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, and then talk about the billion people on the planet that don't have clean drinking water like most of us in the Western world do. But if I started with all those whirling dervishes of messages,
right,
it'd be really hard to sell a product.
Right.
So I decided to just do a very functional, beautiful product and then use that as the walking billboard of all of those messages that are sort of baked inside with our healthy, helpful, happy tagline instead of messages.
And it's such a really, really, really good idea, because I've got news for you. I'm a very environmentally conscious woman, but guess what? What would have caught my eye about the Swell water bottle, absolutely shamelessly admitting, is how pretty it is. Now, believe it or not, we're going to go to one of our first breaks. So I want to tell everyone who just tuned in that we are interviewing Sarah Kaus, who is the Swell bottle founder. She's a green entrepreneur. She's a one-woman wonder. We'll talk about her partnering with WaterAid, which is just an unbelievably great charity. We'll talk about how many plastic bottles are consumed in the United States every 5 minutes and what Sarah Kauss and Swell Bottle are doing to make a difference for that. So, Sarah, we'll take a quick break. I've got lots more questions for you, and I really want to talk about from beginning of January of last year, I think is when you launched your company, and then you got featured in O Magazine. So that's quite an accomplishment in such a short period of time. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Please stay here with us, and we'll have more from the wonderful Sarah Kauss, Swell Water Bottle founder. Swell Bottle founder. Be right back.
I'm Karen, owner of Nurturing Nature, an eco-boutique that offers earth-friendly goods, gifts, and apparel items for all ages, from babies to grandparents. Our ethically produced products are unique and stylish. Mention that Mrs. Green sent you and receive 10% off purchases that are good for the world and good for those who mean the world to you. So join others who are finding the simple beauty that lies in nurturing nature, located in the Williams Center at Broadway and Craycroft. Call us at 520-790-5910. That's 520-790-5910.
Other grocery stores don't tell you their produce is first shipped to an out-of-state distributor before hitting the shelves. At the Food Conspiracy Co-op, we cultivate relationships with Southern Arizona farmers who deliver their fresh-picked fruits and vegetables to our door, ensuring freshness and a low carbon footprint. Anyone can shop at the Food Conspiracy Co-op, which is collectively owned by nearly 2,000 Tucsonans. The co-op is open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily on 4th Avenue between 6th and 7th Streets. Come check us out.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Mrs. Green here for Back to Feed. Are your carrots the size of Q-tips? Are your string beans all strung out? Have the petals fallen off the rose? Does your lawn yawn? Sounds like you could use some organisms. 100% natural Back to Feed provides billions of organisms that improve the organic composition of your soil. And it gets even better. You'll even use less water and fertilizer. Give your lawn and garden what it needs. Back to Feed. Find us at backtofeed.com.
I'm Holly with Garment Graphics and Promotional Products. We're excited that Garment Graphics prints apparel with water-based ink, so it's earth-friendly and has a super soft feel. Most t-shirts now, including organic cotton, are lighter weight fabric, and the feel of the water-based ink is something that people really like and want to wear. A big part of successful promotions is having your item or message stick around. Call us at 520-544-0529 or check us out at garmentgraphics.net.
My name is Barry Herr, a realtor with a green designation, a longtime listener, and advocate of Mrs. Green. One of the best things is the way she presents information about living green in an easy-to-use way. Having been involved in recycling and the environmental movement for the last 20 years, I've seen that the hardest part is for people to know what to do. Mrs. G breaks it down into bits we can all follow. Continue to join me in learning from Mrs. Green on a radio show. If you're coming to Tucson, let me help you find your piece of our green heaven.
Welcome to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, everybody. And I know I say it every time, the boys are back in town, but the men and women are here now. So watch out, world. We're taking it over. We are going to make it a sustainable planet come heck or high water. I know it's my own radio network, but I don't really need to use profanity on the air. So there you go. Come heck or high water. And I am like over the top excited to finally be interviewing a whole interview, Sarah Kauss, Swell Bottle founder And it's really important that I don't say water bottle founder, because there are many uses for this magnificent bottle, including wine, champagne, coffee, tea, you name it. She's a green entrepreneur, truly is a one-woman wonder. Sarah, we're so glad to have you on the show. And when we last spoke a couple of minutes ago, you have to talk a little bit about the absolutely over-the-top, fantastic opportunity to be featured in O Magazine. It has to be every retailer's dream.
I have to say it has every company's dream, retailer's dream. And if you ever doubt that Oprah has power in the world, just talk to anyone that has, you know, a small company that's been featured in Oprah Magazine.
I have goosebumps.
It's been an honor. It's been an honor to work with her team and to really get to know how they put products. Anything you see with the Oprah seal of approval really has gone through a lot of testing and really just a lot of background information to know that the products that they're recommending really are good products that oftentimes do good for the world as well. So I just sent the editor a swell bottle with a little note and said, I think that this is something that you would like. And I think, you know, I didn't have a big fancy PR firm or a big budget. I just said, why don't you try this? And the editor took it on a vacation to Peru, and she used it, and she thought it worked even better than she thought it would. And the rest is history. You can pick up the July issue of Oprah Magazine and look on page 66, and you'll see the swell bottle right there on the O-list for summer must-haves.
Believe me, I did, and I put it every social media platform many times. And, you know, part of the thing is, I think people believe that you're a sponsor of Mrs. Green. I keep saying I hope that'll happen someday. I adore you and the company, so it's like, no, that's not really it. I'm doing it because I want everybody, every man, woman, and child on the planet to have a swell water bottle company, a swell water bottle. You know, the numbers are staggering, and I think we need to put that in a little bit because I want to ask you some questions about that. And the latest research, and I'm always constantly trying to find the latest numbers, but 2 million plastic beverage bottles are consumed in the United States every 5 minutes. That's a big number, people. And okay, so you can say, I recycle. Well, the first R is reduce. And what using a swell bottle will allow you the opportunity to do is reduce. It saves you money. It saves the waste. It saves the bottle caps from getting into the ocean. So to me, there's no downside. And when you started, you mentioned about partnering with an unbelievable organization that I want to learn more about. I'm familiar with Charity Water, but you picked WaterAid to be a partner so that every time you purchase a swell water bottle, some percentage goes to supporting the work of WaterAid, which I know I've spoken at many, many, many organizations. I say right now, 1.5 billion people on the planet are without clean water. So why did you pick WaterAid, and tell us a little bit about them?
Right, so we have a very active and wonderful partner in WaterAid. And WaterAid is an international charity that not only provides water, but also sanitation and education services. So they go into a community and they really do a lot of work to make sure that the projects, they're not just building a well and checking it off on their checklist,
right,
and patting themselves
right
on the back. They're really working with that community, and they teach children hand-washing songs. And then the kids go home and teach their parents. And part of the reason I partnered with WaterAid and why I was really interested in this, you know, in the process of designing the swell bottle and learning everything I could about our water supply, you know, I came to understand the water crisis and how you were just saying over a billion people in the world do not have access to safe water. That's 1/6 of the world's population. And it mainly affects women and children in these rural areas of, you know, Africa, India, you know, China, some places in South America. There's a number of places that in these developing countries, women and children spend hours each day walking miles to collect water from unprotected sources, open wells, you know, muddy dugouts, streams that they also take baths in and their livestock drink from. It's very unclean. And then if they live in an urban area, they might collect it closer to home, but it's from a polluted waterway, or they pay very high prices buying it from vendors who get it from dubious sources. That's actually not clean either. So, you know, transporting water is very time-consuming. It's exhaustive. It prevents women from doing these vital domestic activities or, you know, any kind of income-producing work out of the house, But it also is the number one reason why kids drop out of school in these places. So without water, you can't go to school.
Without water, you can't live. I mean, that's the thing. And for us in the United States, where you can walk into any, literally any fast food restaurant, even if you're not buying anything, any gas station, and go wash your hands and brush your teeth and use a flush toilet. When I started delving down the rabbit hole of the lack of water, and I'm a Rotarian. I've been in Rotary for 20 years. So the whole lack of access to clean water came to light before Mrs. Green was born. And to see that you picked this charity to support, it was just another great mix for the Mrs. Green vision, combining it with the Swell Bottle Vision. So I, of course, when you're talking about it, thought, I'm so going to one of their projects someday. I'm putting it very high up on my bucket list.
You should, and we should definitely talk about that, because I'd love to help set that up for you.
Oh, I so want to.
They're 30 years old as an organization this year. They're an international charity, and 10% of the sales price of every Swell bottle sold goes to WaterAid directly. And since being founded 30 years ago, WaterAid has brought clean drinking water to over 14 million people in the poorest communities in the world. They've got people, boots on the ground in all of these places that have made a really positive impact. So I really do hope that you can do that. Maybe we can go to Tanzania or something together one of these days.
So you know that when you and I talk, it's going to happen. But see, you go quickly over that Swell bottle. Do people really hear? Did it sink in? I mean, we sell some there. I know Nurturing Nature here carries the Swell bottles. People going to be able to order on your website and get 10% off if they mention Mrs. Green in the code. But 10% of the purchase. Can you imagine? And I thought about that a lot this morning, and even when I first got to know you. You know, there are great things like Charity Water, 1% for the Planet. Does your working with companies and corporations that are saying, okay, I want to buy 200 Swell bottles with our company logo or 2,000, do the people that you interact with, and you know, going back to the buyers that you've been interacting with this weekend, do you think that you have a ripple effect on them? Because if every company even did 1% and you're doing 10, do you have an impact on them in terms of how you're modeling a mission-based organization? I don't want to be goofy about it, but really.
No, I think that's a really valid question. You know, a lot of, you know, smart, quote-unquote smart business people said to me, give 1% of profits, don't give 10% of sales. You know, is it top line or bottom line? And I thought, no, I want it to be a material amount.
What a statement.
And I want to do good, but I also want to do good. I want to do well for the company, but I want to do good for the world.
Right.
And I sincerely believe that people are smart. Consumers are smart. You're not fooling them by saying 0.5% of nothing is, you know, material. And to answer your question, the companies that I'm talking to, so we make custom Swell bottles for companies, for universities, for different organizations where they can have their name and logo on the outside. And they call it a giveaway that's not a throwaway. You know, it's something that's branded that people are actually going to use and appreciate instead of, you know, a T-shirt that's going to go in their bottom drawer. But the companies that we're working with, they're so lovely because they want to not only have the product, but they want part of that mission to be infused in their organization. They want to be proud to say, I'm using this product, or I'm giving it to all of my employees as holiday gifts, or maybe I'm giving it to my top clients, or something like that. There's a little hang tag, a canvas hang tag on every bottle that talks about WaterAid and has their logo and the mission. They really like that. You know, not only are they going green and they're giving a nice gift, but they're making in sort of an impact in a different way. And
right,
that's
right.
What I was mentioning before about the walking billboard. You know, the people that have it, I love it now. I live in New York City, and I see people with the Swell bottles all the time. And I just ask them, I said, hey, tell me about that bottle. And they say, oh, it's great. And, you know, it works with WaterAid, and it keeps things cold. And, you know, people are really out there talking about the message that's sort of contained with that product.
And one of the big challenges, you know, I have whirling dervish brain right now, and not a lot of people use that combination, and you already did on the show, but I'm thinking, so I'm at a graduation, and I'm not saying anything negative. It's not that kind of talk show, but I went to the University of Arizona graduation this year. They are partners in sustainability. They support Mrs. Green. They are doing so many unbelievable things to heal the planet, to preserve our natural resources, discoveries, you name it. And I'm at graduation, and all of the big shots on the stage had plastic water bottles. And I know this happens for you. It was a huge disconnect for me. So hearing you talk about it, you know what I want to do. I've got great connections there. So let's talk about that off air down the road, about how do we get the University of Arizona on board. And even when they put in the interim president, who is just an awesome guy, and I don't want to get in any trouble for my friends who are listening. I've got a friend who's a really big high up muckety muckety U of A, to say, here's a branding that really is about walking the walk. It's about sustainable branding and sustainability from the inside out. And there's such a disconnect for me. It's distracting now when I see it, even on TV. So, okay, we're going to have to take another break. And that was my little stand for why we have to get swell bottles all over the country. So let's come back to that when we come back after the break, why we want to talk about not just water, but beverages. Sarah Kouse, founder, green entrepreneur, Swell Bottle Company. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. We'll be right back. Please stay here with me because we want you to hear what we have to say.
Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway and Prudence, Northwest I-9-I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313, 290-9313, or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
One day, Sarah Kouse was hiking in the desert, drinking warm water out of her water bottle again. She thought, why isn't there a bottle that can keep my water cold and my coffee hot? And why can't this bottle look good in the boardroom or on a hiking trail? And so, the Swell Double Insulated Water Bottle was born. This stainless steel bottle keeps cold drinks cold 24 hours and hot drinks hot for 12. Swell bottle sales create safe water for the world's poorest people. So go to swellbottle.com to get yours. Enter the code SWELL at checkout and receive a 10% discount.
What will it take to make solar power really take hold? A good way to store it? Check. A good way to move it? Check. A cheap way to make it? Check. Back soon. Because U of A scientists are shining their optics expertise on a new class of super mirrors that focus light onto solar cells at unprecedented intensity. Stronger light, fewer cells, lower cost. We like that equation. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
This is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Did you know that the TDI clean diesel engine in my Jetta from Chapman, Tucson gets 30 miles per gallon in the city and 42 on the highway? It has more power, uses less fuel, and I call it the fuel-efficient powerhouse. The 2-liter four-cylinder engine in my Jetta produces 90% less sooty emissions. For the best ownership experience possible, please visit Chapman at 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Hi, this is Hank Kreisick, a local certified green architect and listener to Mrs. Green's World. My family and I have chosen to live and practice a more sustainable lifestyle, from my biodiesel-powered truck to our gardens and energy efficiency home retrofits. I'm excited that there's a show like Mrs. Green's World to spread the word about what is going on in the world of sustainability. Truly, choices we make today will have lasting effects on future generations, and Mrs. Green's World does make going green more fun.
Girl Scouts offers once-in-a-lifetime opportunities and experiences for all girls. By becoming a member yourself, for only $12, you are helping to make this possible. As a member, you don't have to be a troop leader or even have a daughter in Girl Scouts. Being a member means that you want to support girls in Southern Arizona and inspire them to have courage, confidence, and character. To unleash a girl's potential and support the Girl Scout movement, visit the community tab at GirlScoutsSOAZ.org.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, and I think you can tell by my voice when I'm smiling, and I definitely am smiling. One of these days, I am going to figure out how we can record the off-air conversations, because I always talk to my guests on the breaks, and when I was speaking with Sarah, there is so much content, so little time, and we haven't wasted much. So if you just tuned in, thank you so much for doing that. And I am interviewing Sarah Kaus, Swell Bottle founder. She's a green entrepreneur. And I didn't say this before, but you are a marketing guru. Like, don't tell me about any big high-priced marketing firm on Madison Avenue, because the places your Swell bottle shows up, I'm like, oh my gosh, how did she do that? And people are doing it and sending you pictures, you know, like Ken Mock from Gadabout and Vervey. He is like, he's a walking disciple of yours. So it's,
I
like,
have to say, it's been really fun. We have this Adventures with Swell, where people are sending in pictures of their Swell bottle all over the world. And something funny happened. I don't even know if you know this, Mrs. Green, but someone in Moscow, we were written up in a daily email blast, this thing called Daily Candy that goes out all over the world.
I love Daily Candy. Love Daily Candy.
There was one little sentence and they left out. They didn't say anything about plastics, nothing about WaterAid. All they said was, Swell bottles keep your vodka chilled, rock star style for music festivals. We sold a whole bunch of Mrs. Green bottles.
I love it.
And we have our great intern, Emily, reaching out to all of the people that have bought Swell bottles in fun international places and saying, hey, can you send us a picture of your Swell bottle in action? And we are getting pictures from all over the world of people doing really fun things with their Swell.
And people love it. I'm like, is that the Arizona Diamondback Stadium? When I looked on your Facebook and I sent you a message and you said, yep. And I'm like, how the heck? And it was a Mrs. Green bottle, so I was really happy. So the worst thing that can happen on the show is that we will finish and I will not have asked you how people can order the bottle. And that is all about now to people. It's not just about having a great water bottle in your hand, a beverage bottle, a wine bottle, a champagne bottle, a vodka bottle that keeps your beverage cold, but it's about 10% for the planet for WaterAid, which is so over the top amazing. And you talk about a mission based woman from the soul. This is Sarah Cal. So how do people order and help support the ongoing reducing of our disgusting consumption of plastic bottles and support WaterAid and help you grow? Let's talk about that before I forget.
Well, I know one of the things that's important to you and also it's important to me is supporting local businesses. So if you happen to be in the Tucson area, Swell bottles are sold at Nurturing Nature, and I know they're also one of your sponsors.
Which is a great store. Oh, when you come here, we're going.
I definitely. And they're also sold in the gift shop at Miraval. So you know, it was really great that Miraval was actually the very first retailer of Swell bottles. So if you're at Miraval, you can pick them up in the gift shop there. But if you're not in one of those two locations, you can always find us on the web, of course, at swellbottle.com. And as you mentioned, if you use the coupon code Mrs. Green at checkout, you can save 10%.
Which is, to me, doubly generous on that. And I will tell you this, it is not going to hurt my feelings if you don't order the Mrs. Green color, because Mrs. Green has the blue and the green, and my mission is to have every single color. And I want to see what they've got out at Miraval when we go, because it's a great collection. And Sarah, it's such an eye catcher, and I'm not conscious of it. I'm sure you're not either. I just have it in my hand. I have it in my purse. I took it to the Watt retreat last night. It just goes with me. It's an attachment now. So I think that I want to have a lot more colors so that they can match my outfit. I love the Mrs. Green one, but if you want to order pink, you go, girl. They're absolutely gorgeous colors. And there's one in black, right?
Right. The black actually is a great seller. I live in New York where people maybe might not be into such bright, happy colors. So
right. There's
a few people that use the black bottle in New York. And I found around Father's Day, we were selling a lot of the black.
That's a great idea. That's really a great idea. Now, what about to me, one of the challenges, which is related to what you're doing in terms of global impact, but we were talking off air about I drink a drink every day. It's called Function. They've been on the show. I love the guys that discovered it. It's a healthy drink. And the only way that I can get it is in a plastic bottle. So literally, that is the only plastic bottle that comes in our house. We do recycle it. They are a sustainable organization. I take the caps to Vervais so that Aveda gets them. What do you see in terms of your view at 30,000 feet about the challenges for someone like me that doesn't ever want a plastic bottle in my hand again? What's happening in the industry? Are big manufacturers looking at that? Have you had dialogue with them?
You know, that's a really interesting issue. So, you know, I spent a lot of time thinking and talking and convincing people about why tap water is actually better for you than bottled water. But there are a lot of other beverages and plastic bottles in our life. And I think because of shows like this and because of other educational opportunities, consumers are getting very smart about not wanting to use plastic anything. And, you know, some interesting facts, 4% of the world's oil supply is used to create plastics.
Oh my gosh, do people hear that? They're so against foreign oil, and then they have a plastic bottle in their hand.
Right,
okay.
So that's enough oil to fuel a million cars for a year. That's just to make the plastic. That's not to ship the plastic from somewhere else. And then another interesting, staggering fact is 93% of Americans have detectable amounts of plastics in our bodies.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's certain types of plastics that have the ability to penetrate the cells of your body. So 93% of it, us, you and I included, are basically carrying this plastic around. So not only is it unhealthy for the planet, it's unhealthy for the people of the planet. So your question about are the big beverage companies looking into the future and thinking how they have to change, the answer is absolutely yes. We've been contacted in the last 6 months by about 4 different companies that you'd be surprised to hear their names that are now thinking the consumers are going against plastic and we make a product that's packaged in plastic. We better start thinking of how to partner with these upstart bottle companies, metal bottle companies, and think about can we cross-promote selling a swell bottle with a powdered beverage mix.
Okay. Okay, I'm thinking, wow.
So let's say it's a powdered mix that happens to be reconstituted with 99.9% water. Why not send out the beverage or sell the beverage in a little paper carton or little paper material that's biodegradable.
Right.
You pour it into your swell bottle.
Gosh.
You add water. You shake it up. That saves on shipping, packaging, you know.
Production, everything. Everything.
And you were talking about the difference between, you know, reusing and refusing. That less than 20% of plastic bottles are recycled anyway. Plastic's forever. It never biodegrades. It just becomes in smaller and smaller chunks. And the fish eat it, we eat the fish, you know, end of story. So people are really getting smart about not using the plastic, and the beverage companies really want to keep selling their company, their products, and keep their companies going. So I've actually talked to a number of companies, big companies that are looking to partner with groups like Swell to think, why don't we get on this bandwagon, join this parade, and really sell something that is a lot more ecological and a lot healthier. So I would say that big companies are figuring it out, maybe a little too late, but, you know, eventually they're going to get there just because they have to, just because people like you and I refuse to buy it.
The consumers are demanding it, and I have to do a little shout out. One of the things that I love to do is green consulting with some of my sponsors about how to help their companies become more sustainable. And my very quick Chapman Porsche Audi VW story, and it's not even necessarily it's to promote them. It's one of those aha moments for me because I've been doing this green team with them in one dealership for 2 years, and there was a guy in there, and he's just a lot of fun, but he always gave me a hard time and kidding, and I knew he was kidding a lot of it. And he's like, why do you make such a big deal about these plastic bottles? And, you know, they give out massive amounts. They have 7 car dealerships. So someone comes in, they hand them a plastic bottle. So I'm proud to say in this one dealership, they've totally eliminated plastic water bottle use. Took 2 years. But this guy, John, Sarah, he came into the last Green Team meeting, and he said, Mrs. Green, can I do a presentation? So with all of the supervisors and managers and Green Team members, he said, I did my own research on plastic bottles. And folks, we have to get rid of them in all of our dealerships. They're no good for us. They're no good for the planet. And hardly any of them get recycled. And he went on this whole research-based, long fact-finder presentation. And you know me, I was filled up with tears. I'm like, you go, John. So that's the kind of change you're talking about. And think about car dealerships and events. How's New York City on that? You go to events, and the first thing you get, I walk in and I see, you know, 150 cases of water bottles, and I'm not in a good mood. I can't help it.
There are some neat organizations. You know, I just talked with someone last week from a group called Global Tap, which makes these really funky and cool tap water dispensers that are putting them in universities, and they're putting them in airports, and they're putting them in places that people come together for a conference or a concert or things like that. There's also a neat organization called Tap It Water, and Tap It makes an iPhone app. You literally push the button on your iPhone, and you can find all the water bottle refilling stations within walking distance. So
I love it.
If you really are committed to giving up plastic, there are other partners out there, and there are resources available to try to make that difference.
Because one of the things we talk about at the Chapman Green Tea meeting is a lot of places that used to have water fountains took them out, and they put in plastic water bottle dispensing, vending machines, and now we're seeing a bit of a return going back to that. So, Sarah, you're not going to believe this, but we're at the top of the hour. So let's do the big last-minute shout-out. Sarah Kouse, she is the swell bottle founder, green entrepreneur. I love it. I have your tagline. All of these things, one woman wonder. You can get her bottle in Tucson at Nurturing Nature. You can order her bottle online, swellbottle.com. Follow her on Facebook and Twitter, and really help change the world. Sarah, you are a gift to the planet, and it has been my absolute pleasure to do this interview, and I know you'll be back.
Thank you, Mrs. Green.
Okay, have a great trip, and we'll plan that trip to Africa. Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, make it a great green week. Thanks for being a part of Mrs. Green's World.